Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This episode is brought to you by Philo. Do you love TV? Do you love saving money? Then Philo is your solution. Philo has shows, movies, and live TV for just $25 a month. You can even try it for free with their 7-day free trial. No contracts, no commitments, no hassles. Just a better way to watch TV. Never miss a minute of shows like the hit docuseries Where is Wendy Williams? Or classics such as Friends. If you can't get enough TV, then there's no better way to watch. Philo has more than 70 channels like BET, MTV, and AMC. And the best part? You can try it yourself with their 7-day free trial. Sign up today at philo.tv/poppods. That's philo.tv/poppods to get 50% off your first month.
If you want to make an impact online, GoDaddy.com has what you need. .com names as low as $1.99. Plus, world-class hosting, fast and easy website builders, and much more. As a listener of the Talking Metal podcast, enter METAL2, that's METAL2, when you check out, and you will save an additional 10% on any order. Some restrictions may apply. See site for details. Get your piece of the internet at GoDaddy.com, official sponsor of the Talking Metal podcast.
The best hard rock, the best heavy metal, Talking Metal. A podcast hosted by Mark Striegel and John Astronomy. Available through iTunes and most other podcast providers. Feel the power. Feel the glory. TalkingMetal.com.
John Astronomy here, hanging out. Where are we, Mark? We're in Hoboken.
Yeah, this place is called Scotland Yard. Haven't been here in years, but it is right by the PATH station. And right by the Hoboken train station. I'm actually going to catch a train out of here in a little bit, home to my town of Maplewood. So we are hanging, and we have a pretty big name guest on today's show.
Yes, we have two great guests. We have Phil Collin of Def Leppard and Man Raise, his new project, and we have Michael Shanker, amazing guitar player.
One of my favorite guitar players. I interviewed him, while back at this point, and called him, I guess, in the UK, and had, kind of a brief conversation with him, which we'll get into at the end of today's episode. But first, we have the one and only Phil Collin from Def Leppard. Def Leppard is a great band. Started off a little more hard rock, even metal pop, if you will. And, On Through the Night, which Phil wasn't on, obviously, but was definitely a heavy record. High and Dry, also Phil wasn't on that. Another great record. Pyromania, one of the greatest rock records of all time. And that was, when Phil joined the band. And he talks about that in the interview.
Absolutely. Foolin' was one of the very first music videos I've ever seen. And I remember it was up against Lick It Up once on a Friday night video, Battle of the Videos.
Cool. Well, maybe we'll get into Foolin' right now and then into our interview with Phil Collin. And he's promoting his new band, Man Raise.
Yeah, absolutely. Man Raise, a very cool band. It's made up of Simon Laffey from Girl, which was a great band featuring Phil Lewis of LA Guns, Phil Collin. And believe it or not, I had one of their old albums, as you'll hear in the interview. And the band also features Paul Cook from the Sex Pistols, the drummer.
Yes, it does. So without further ado, this is Foolin'.
Lady love never smiles, so lend your love to me a while. Do it Greetings, interweb. You're tuned in to Talking Metal Live on Bionic Radio, as seen on TV. And now, on the phones, from Def Leppard and Man Ray's, Phil Collin.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Phil. It's Mark from Talking Metal, and we got John here. How you doing?
I'm great, actually, yeah. Just waiting to go on stage, actually, yeah.
Hey, Phil, I know you guys are on tour right now with Styx and REO Speedwagon. How's the tour going?
Great. We've only done, like, three shows so far, but it's just great. It's just seamless from last year, actually. But if anything, I think we're a little bit better than we were. So it's that's cool. It's great.
Very cool. Phil, we want to talk about your tour. We want to talk about Man Ray's. But first, let me tell you one funny story. Back when you were doing VH1's Rock Honors, you were in the dressing room getting makeup and everything, and there was this insane guy in a silver costume sitting next to you, and that was me. I don't know if you remember that.
I definitely remember that, yeah. There wasn't too many of them suits around that night. So yeah.
Well, Phil, cool. It's great to see you, and I want to thank you for being so cool and hanging out and doing an interview for Talking Metal that night, and it's great to have you back on Talking Metal again.
Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Now, Phil, we are pretty excited about the Man Ray's. Should I call it a project, or is it an actual band?
Yeah, no, it's a band, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's reuniting you kind of with Simon, who you played with a long time ago in the band Girl.
Right, absolutely. Although it's a lot different to that stuff. But it's a very London band. You know, the Philip was from London, and it's... what's interesting about it is we all listen to the same kind of music growing up, but even the guys in Def Leppard, Joe and everyone, you know, Mark Bolan, Bowie, Zeppelin and stuff like that. But actually coming from London, we heard a lot of other things as well. Obviously, you know, the whole punk thing that came, it, you know, kind of started off in London with the Pistols and the Clash and stuff like that.
Sure.
And that was actually influenced by a lot of other different things, you know, stuff like Iggy Pop, New York Dolls, things like that. And also... Some reggae, like very just West Indian Jamaican reggae stuff that I used to hear as a kid. You know, we all did. You know, in London, you'd hear all this music, and I think some of that kind of has always been around. You know, I was a big fan of the Police, and they done that really well. But
definitely.
It's again, you know, the great thing about Man Ray's is that we can actually, it's so expressive. You can go off on any tangent, and it's like, and it's okay.
Yeah, definitely. Now, the tracks I've heard, This Is It and Turn It Up, both have what I would call a pretty aggressive, raw edge to it, maybe more so than some of your more recent stuff with Def Leppard.
Definitely, yeah. I think the fact that we've done it live, and we've done it the other way around, you know, with Def Leppard, we usually work the stuff in the studio, then take it out on tour. With Man Ray's, although we've only done one gig, you know, we'd get together, we'd rehearse the stuff. We played that gig and we changed everything. As soon as we got in the studio, it just come to life. You know, it was just a really cool experience. And the three of us just like, it just clicked. It was like one of the magic things. It was really cool.
Yeah. And now the other member who we haven't mentioned, of course, is Paul Cook, who is very famous for being with the Sex Pistols.
Yeah. Yeah. We just done a show last week in LA.
Oh, cool.
And we videoed it, and it's going to be, you know, for VH1, because the label's going to be coming, that's our record label as well, but we've done a documentary for an English thing that will be later on aired on VH1.
Oh, cool.
So, yeah, no, it was really cool, and Paul was out because he's going to be rehearsing with the Pistols, because they're going out this summer as well in Europe, so it was just perfect, you know, we're in LA, and is this London band rehearsing in the sun. It was great.
Phil, I wanted to say that I think it's great to hear you singing, and I love in Turn It Up some of the lyrics. I caught my ear when you said Electric Ladyland, and then right after that you said Communication Breakdown, and I just think it's so cool that you're incorporating all these historic, really cool, not just heavy metal, but rock and roll lyrics into Man Ray's.
Absolutely. I mean, of all the songs, that one kind of, you know, says where we come from. You know, it's got all of the rock stuff that we kind of grew up listening to. And the first verse, they actually name check some of the reggae stuff that was like really popular in the early 70s and late 60s. You know, stuff like, you know, Big Five, Prince Buster, and all these kind of really out there kind of reggae artists and stuff. So it was again just a huge melting pot. And the Man Ray thing was just a just so much fun to be able to do that and not have any restrictions at all.
Very cool. I really think it's great that you're back with Simon again. And I have to tell you that I actually have Sheer Greed by Girl on vinyl.
Wow. Yeah, I see them pop up occasionally. You know, people bring them to sign and that. And it's like, I didn't know we sold all these copies. It's like,
yeah, it's great.
They're out there, yeah.
It's interesting because it doesn't seem like it's an easy record to get, Sheer Greed, or any of the girl records for that matter.
Right,
I saw like one going for $90 on eBay.
Are you serious? Wow.
Yeah, there was a vinyl copy of, I believe it was Sheer Greed, going for $90.
Jeez. Wow.
It's great.
Any thoughts on re-releasing that on iTunes and stuff like that so people could check out all that old music?
Well, I hadn't thought about it, but perhaps that'd be a really good idea, actually, because, it was a very cool thing. It was a very cool time period, and the band was great. You know, we was very naive, and we were playing at being rock stars. We was playing clubs and that, and it was just a blast. You know, it was kind of post-punk, pre-metal, and it was a kind of a combination of both. But we used to get spat at gigs because of... because we had all this makeup on and stuff, you know.
Right.
We try to be more New York Dolls than say Poison or something like that, you know, which is our thing. So no, it was a lot of fun. I was in the band for like 3 years, and yeah.
And you left Girl to join Def Leppard right as they were as you guys were going in to record one of the biggest selling records ever, Pyromania.
Yeah, I knew Joe and Steve. I knew all the guys, and Joe's phoned up and said, look, we've got rid of Pete. Can you come down? You know, do you want to just come play some solos and stuff? And I said, yeah, okay. So I went down, stage fright, and then it was Rock to Your Drop, and then Photograph, and Falling, and Rock of Ages, and then I started singing on some stuff and just finished the record off, and I kind of joined the band without even being asked, really. It kind of just evolved, you know.
Phil, I'll tell you, I think Foolin' might have been the very first music video that I ever had on videotape.
Really?
Yeah, I loved it. I didn't have MTV or VH1 where I lived. I lived like way out in the woods somewhere, and I tuned into Friday Night Videos and taped Foolin', and I just watched it over and over again. So I love that tune to this day.
Isn't that cool? I distinctly remember, you know, where we did the video was in a little theater in New Jersey, Elizabeth, New Jersey.
Wow, that's near where I live, actually.
Really?
Yes, that's Sopranos territory there.
Wow, there you go. Wow.
It was very, very cool. And, you know, I wanted to get into the what you're doing with Def Leppard right now. You guys got a new album called Songs from the Sparkle Lounge. And what I think is really cool is that you guys did a song with Tim McGraw.
Yeah, we did. We hooked up with Tim. Rick Allen's brother, Robert, is Tim McGraw's tour manager. And so
cool.
Rick, our drummer, has actually been on stage with Tim a bunch of times and Faith Hill and stuff, and he knows him really well. It's almost like family. And Tim had said, yeah, we'd love to do something together. And it just happened. We kind of hooked up at Hollywood Bowl, which was kind of really fresh. And there's like all these people backstage, obviously. And I said, I've got this idea, and I just in like the guitar part and the melody of the song, and she's great. And you know, before we knew it, we kind of had the song kind of mapped out, had a title and everything. And then a year after that, you know, I went to Nashville, Tim done the vocal, and boom, we recorded a record while we were on tour. So and again, that's why we call it the album Sparkle Lounge, because that little backstage area where we do recording and tune up and whatever, it's just called the Sparkle Lounge.
Cool. And you guys did that over in Dublin, right?
Well, some of it, you know, like my parts were, most of it was done in, actually either on tour.
Oh, okay.
You know, or my backing vocals were done in a toilet, actually, so backstage somewhere. And a typical demo fashion, you know, you got to record it properly at Joe's house in Dublin, and it's like, didn't sound as good. It was just, couldn't get the kind of same energy.
Cool.
And, again, you know, I think that's a really good thing about the new Def Leppard album. It has got a lot of energy that's been missing on some of our latest albums, and it's the fact that we started it on tour and it had a bit more aggression to it.
Oh, cool.
Phil, yeah. I wanted to mention, kind of on another subject, that I know you've got some great Jackson stuff out, but I want to tell you that on eBay, just about every day, I look for the Ibanez Destroyer Black with 3 pickups, and right. I just got to get one of those one day.
Those are classics.
Yeah, I've got Well, I've got like four of them, I think. Well, I did have four, and one disappeared. We donated it to a museum, and then the museum kind of closed down. So I don't know what happened to that one. But yeah, I've still got my original one.
That's great.
Such a cool guitar, yeah.
Do you ever use that on tour now?
I dug it out a couple of years ago when we played England, because it's over in the UK, and it's really hard to play, especially after I've been playing my Jacksons, which is just like, you know, they're perfect for, you know, they're like hybrids, and they're just, they can fly all over them. But the Destroyer was a bit, it was hard work, you know, and that's the guitar I use for the, you know, the solo and photograph and actually all of those things, Rock of Ages, yeah, Falling, all those guys.
What's cool about that is that people came to know that particular guitar as the Phil Collin model, although I actually don't know if it was ever officially a Phil Collin model.
It wasn't. It was a Destroyer, but then they'd done a... My one was a custom Destroyer, and it had my name on it and everything. So
cool.
I
love it. I'm going to buy one someday. Literally, every day I go on and I search Ibanez Rock and Roll, Ibanez Destroyer, and there's about two or three guitars that I'm looking to buy. And actually, I just remembered there's one that I want to buy tonight that I got to go on eBay in about 5 minutes and check out.
Wow, cool.
Hey, Phil, do you still play soccer or football?
I don't. Vivian plays all the time. He's really into that.
Is it true back in the day you guys actually had a soccer match against Iron Maiden?
Yeah.
Who won that one?
I think they did, actually.
Did they?
We always like to say they cheated. They brought all these ringers in, you know. So they were a bit more serious about it than we are. They were too serious. We were like having fun with it. But anyway, no, they're great, those guys. They're neat, you know.
Cool. Well, we really appreciate you joining us today. And by the way, I know you said you played last week with Man Ray's in Los Angeles. Can we expect any other live dates later this year?
Definitely. I mean, Paul's doing this tour of Europe. He's doing festivals with the Pistols. I'm obviously around the world. After we finish the stage, we've got India, Russia, Greece, Turkey, all these crazy places. And then we come back here. But in the gaps in between, we have like 2 week breaks. We're going to try and get some Man Ray shows in. I mean, it's just so much fun. It's a lot of energy. It's kind of like, it's great. It's that punk energy thing, you know, but we're a rock band, so it's kind of cool.
Well, when you come to New York, Phil, we definitely want to hook up with you and check out the band.
Oh, absolutely. That'd be great.
And have a great time on tour. I know that you've toured with Six before. You guys are good friends, and I know REO is a great band. I saw them live many years ago, so, you know, this tour sounds like it's going to be great, too.
It is, and it's so easy. These guys are such nice guys. They're really professional. There's no egos. It's just good fun and just lovely guys, and they work their asses off. It's really cool.
Cool. Well,
I'm really pleased to be a part of it, yeah.
Great, Phil.
Well, Phil, have a great show tonight. We're going to get into some music right now. This is Man Ray's. This is it. And then we're going to play another. These songs are so short, which is you just got to play two of them in a row. We're going to hit Turn It Up right after that, and then we'll end with an old classic, Stage Fright by Def Leppard. So, Phil,
thank you
so much for joining us. Have a great show, and we hope to see you in New York soon.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Phil.
See you later.
Take care, man. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Come on, when the sun.
Hey guys, support Phil Collin, Man Ray's, and Def Leppard. Go to today's show notes and show Phil Collin that podcasting sells records.
Yeah, for every episode, always go to TalkingMetal.com to check out the show notes. We have all sorts of great links up there you can use to purchase music. And I also wanted to mention, the new website is going up for me, MarkStriegel.net. John Casimano, Exciter from the forums, has been helping out. Be sure to check out TalkingMetalForums.com. And again, check out MarkStriegel.net. It's not just about metal. We talk about all sorts of music up there, movies, radio, you name it. Here's a letter that came in I found kind of interesting from a guy named Matt. It says, I'm happy for you guys and the success of Talking Metal. Please explain to the Fuse people the following realities. The laugh track on the show has got to go. It's stupid and distracting. The show almost comes across like David Lee Roth press conference, complete with midgets and a sideshow and sideshow freaks. The announcer guy with the mask, what is the deal? Am I the only Gen X, 30-something, white-collar professional, conservative Christian talking metal fan? I don't think so. Not all talking metal fans are turned on by the typical X-game energy drink marketing campaign approach. The Fuse folks are clearly targeting a specific marketing segment demographic with the show, but I'm afraid they'll lose other viewers, such as myself, in the process. Most fans at concerts I attend are balding, pudgy professionals who still love headbanging and air guitar. The mullets are long gone, but the passion is not. Your podcast is successful because it's raw, honest, passionate, and because you scored interviews with all the right people. It was not successful because you guys were trying to imitate Howard Stern in the process. That's what the show filler felt like. The interviews are fine. It was the basic format of the show, the foot massage, the Slipknot announcer guy, laugh track. Anyways, he goes on here. Says he enjoyed the Slash interview and wishes we would interview Black Tide. So anyways, thanks for your email, Matt. Any comments on that?
Matt, I want to thank you for your email. And you know what's really weird is that we kind of are getting a 50-50 split, or is it a more of a 75-25 split? What do you think in emails similar to this one?
I don't know. I don't I mean, we have obviously have a lot of different types of viewers and listeners. To me, the idea of watching a David Lee Roth press conference with midgets, strippers, and sideshow freaks sounds fascinating. I would be watching that all the time. And I don't think we went quite that far with the TV show. But I got to tell you, if you watch Fuse, I think it looks drastically different than anything else on that channel. I don't even know if it fits on the channel, quite frankly. And a lot of that stuff was not Fuse's doing. Fuse is actually quite conservative. It's owned by the same family that owns the Knicks and the Rangers and Madison Square Garden. So, not to pull the curtain down here, but a lot of that stuff, man, we were actually responsible for. It's a different vibe than the podcast, definitely. But, and believe it or not, the ratings are still through the roof.
Yeah, which is amazing. Fuse can show Talking Metal at 1 o'clock in the morning on a Friday night, and it will still kill in the ratings. I mean, it is doing unbelievably.
Last Friday, tell them.
Number one show on Fuse.
A show Fuse airs at 1 a.m. ends up being the number one show of the weekend. I mean, it's insane. More than the movies, and we had also the third most watched show on Fuse all weekend. What episodes? Killswitch and Lamb of God?
Killswitch was the number one show, and the Halford Danzig episode was the number three show that day.
Unbelievable stuff. But anyways, Matt, thanks for your email, and hopefully you'll stick with us on the podcast, even if you don't like the Fuse show.
And Matt, thank you again. I appreciate And Mark appreciates that you not only listen to Talking Metal, but you watch the Fuse show as well. And I'm glad you like the Slash interview.
And believe me, if it were up to me, we'd have more strippers and definitely some midgets on the Fuse show. But
hey, by the way, Mark, before we forget, GoDaddy.com.
GoDaddy. Guys, you guys got to help us out. Come on, guys. You got to go to TalkingMetal.com and use those links. If you support what we're doing, if you want to continue to get a free podcast, go use those links. Make a purchase. Buy your domain name. And show GoDaddy that Talking Metal is sending them customers. You know, use those codes or use those links on TalkingMetal.com. It's really important to show support.
Absolutely. A lot of people have MySpace pages, and those are great. And what I would suggest, even if you're not like an internet maniac, just for the heck of it, register yourname.com or .net or whatever you like at GoDaddy. And it's so easy to point that to your MySpace page. You don't have to be a computer expert to do it. If you can make a MySpace page, you can point your domain name through GoDaddy to your MySpace page. It's really, really easy, guys. And it's just kind of a cool thing to have. And I got to check with Nick from Invasion and currently Speed Kills to see if those guys did it yet.
Yeah, they definitely should. Everybody should be out there getting their own blog, their own domain name. You can get a free blog at like WordPress and then buy the domain name through GoDaddy. You know, Joe Farber or whatever your name is, just point it, .com, point it to your WordPress blog.
Right. And plus, I believe that GoDaddy offers a lot of other great services as well. So just, you know, click through our site and then go check out what they have to offer and then, you know, make a purchase. Even if it's something like, you know, under $10, you could do it, and it will help keep Talking Metal strong, and it'll help Mark and I out. So we don't ask for much, and this is one time where we're going to ask you for something, but we want you to support Talking Metal by supporting GoDaddy by clicking through the links on TalkingMetal.com. There are three different banners, three different codes, and each do a little bit of a different thing. So you got to figure out like what you're planning to order and which link is going to work best for you.
Cool. Again, check out my new site, markstriegel.net. If it's not up yet, it will be shortly. Check out the Talking Metal forums, myspace.com/talkingmetal, talkingmetal.com. Thanks for your support, guys. Michael Schenker has a great new record out. I sincerely believe in this record. I think it's a great record. And I want you guys to use the links in today's show notes to go buy a copy of it. I'm not even sure if it's on iTunes. If it is, we will have links up to iTunes also. But check out the show notes and enjoy this interview. We'll get into a little music off the new Michael Schenker record before the interview, and we'll end with a little more music off the record.
And I think it's really, really cool, Mark, that you had the opportunity to interview Michael.
One of the all-time great guitar players in rock. Period. This guy, Randy Rhodes, Jimi Hendrix, you know, Eddie Van Halen, Jeff Beck, Michael Schenker's right up there with these guys. Check him out.
Them alibis. This is Mark Striegel from Talking Metal, and on the line we have Michael Schenker. Michael, how you doing today?
Hi, good.
I got to tell you, the new record, In the Midst of Beauty, is just fantastic. I really, really enjoy this record. It's so refreshing to hear Gary back with you, and you got Don on, you know, helping out. And basically, Simon, the classic Michael Schenker group lineup.
Yeah.
And what was the thought here? Were you trying to get back to that old sound, or did everybody kind of just come together for some reason?
I don't know. I think for some reason.
Yeah.
I think maybe nothing to do with me. Maybe it's just part of a big cycle, that something that needs to happen, maybe a re-experience.
Yeah, definitely. But, I mean, the album, it just really, and it, part of it, of course, is just the players and Gary's voice, but it really has that classic sound that you had back in the early and mid-'80s with the Michael Schenker group, and I think longtime fans are going to be very excited about this record. Tell us about the songwriting process.
Well, that's... Usually I really don't do anything different. I usually just write like little sketches, like 10, 15 minutes, seconds long. When it's time to make a record, I listen to them and I get inspired by certain bits and add new bits to it, etc., etc. And then I on this particular record, I was on this particular demo or the songwriting, I was also humming some melodies to it, and then when it was time to meet with Gary and introducing the songs, and then we would be working on the melodies that I had come up with, and he would interpret them to in his own way, and once that was done, he went home and started writing lyrics, and I went to the studio and started arranging the songs, put down rhythm guitars, drum machine for guide, and a keyboard bass, and then we had Don come in to do the keyboards, and then the files were sent over to Simon to Los Angeles, where he was waiting, everything ready set up, and he would put his drums down and then send back, and then we would have Neil come in, play the bass. And then the last thing we did was the vocals,
yeah,
mix, and then the record was done.
Awesome. Well, it sounds just great, and I'm very excited that Gary is actually going to be touring with you and doing live dates with you. I know you've had some maybe custom or visa problems with shows in the States. Have those been sorted out? Will you be able to play any shows in the United States?
Well, I mean, that's to do with the agent, you know, somebody needs to organize these things, and that wasn't done last time, and so, you know, when we have, I have, you know, in 2007 summer, there was a lot of mess, I was surrounded by a lot of mess, which needed to be straightened out and reorganized, and that's what I have done, and we shouldn't really get into that kind of a situation again.
Good. Well, I'm looking forward to seeing you guys when you roll through New York, for sure. You know, I've been a big fan of the stuff you did a while back, the acoustic stuff, the thank you stuff. Some really beautiful music you do on with the thank you records. And I just wanted to ask you, is that like a nylon string guitar?
No, it's these are Ovation.
Ovation.
Yeah, and...
And it's steel string?
I think on the last... Yeah, they're like... metal strings.
Wow, okay.
And I think on the last one I was doing a Dean.
Oh, okay. Yeah, by the way, you have the new, well, I don't know how new it is anymore, but the Dean Signature
V, right?
And that, you're still playing that, and you don't play really the Gibsons that much anymore?
No.
No. Great. And what kind of pickups are in the Dean V?
Well, they're those pickups that they put together, and they introduced them to me. I like them, and what the technicality is and how they are wound and then everything, I really don't know. But
right. But it gives you that great sound that you're hearing on the new record,
right,
and stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome. Cool. And now you've been in and out of UFO so many times throughout the years. A lot of the Talking Metal listeners wanted me to ask you, would there ever be any chance of you doing anything again with UFO?
The doors are open whenever things, you know, just look at things when, I mean, you know, it's all in the open, you know, like I get approached, I look at things, and if it makes sense, you know, then it happens.
Right, I got you. school. And I also wanted, I mean, I was going through all the records and CDs and music that you've done through the years, and you've just constantly, you're not one of these guys who, you know, has 6 or 7 years in between a record. You're constantly putting out so much music. Where does the inspiration come? Is it just in your blood?
Well, I have, like, MSG was created for freedom, and so I can really relax and just do whatever I want, which was the purpose, and so I'm not really under pressure or anything. Plus, I had also, simultaneously, I had created some other ways of expressing, like the Thank You albums on acoustic, etc. Then I did some, you know, like for maybe 3 or so sessions where I was just playing solos to cover versions of old songs, 70s
right.
songs. That was a lot of fun. So it's just like there's different ways of, you know, going about with things, which are, you know, makes things for fresher things, and it just kind of, you know, gets you into places where, you know, I haven't been, and that kind of stuff, to just to keep it interesting.
Yeah, definitely. Now, you joined, actually, the Scorpions. It's such a young age. I believe you were 16 when you started playing with them. And, I mean, you've been on the stage and creating music really ever since then. Do you ever look back and feel like you lost a little bit of your childhood getting thrown into the spotlight at such a young age?
I'm not sure. I guess maybe I missed out on social skills because
right.
I was, you know, practicing a lot and stuff like that, spending a lot of time in my four walls. But, you know, I did what I like. You know, that was the music, so I don't think I missed out, really.
Right, sure. Sure, do you still spend a lot of time practicing?
Well, I do a lot of, I do play a lot, you know, and write, and if it's not writing, it's rehearsing, if it's not rehearsing, it's touring. I mean, practicing in between the gaps here and there, wherever there is time and wherever, you know, I kind of fill the time where nothing else is to do, I just practice.
Right, gotcha. A couple of family questions for you. I understand your son is a guitar player?
Yeah, Tyson. And the other one too, Taro.
Oh, wow.
But Tyson is the one that has a band, and he actually plays with Ian Hunter's son.
Oh, wow. Wow, that's amazing. It's funny how there's a second generation of hard rock players out there. We were talking with Rob Halford, whose nephew plays in a band with Tony Iommi's daughter. So it's kind of interesting. And how about your brother Rudolph? Are you getting along well with him, and how's he doing?
Yeah, well, when we meet, we do it, but we rarely see each other because he is always somewhere. If he's not in Russia, he is in Brazil, or if he's not there, he's in Australia. I'm always somewhere else, and so there's not really that much, you know, that we meet and see.
I gotcha. Cool. I wanted to ask you about the Love Drive record. The Scorpions had already started recording with Matthias Jabs, and then you actually kind of came back in the fold, ended up rejoining the band, and I guess he was kind of maybe pushed to the side until you left the band, then he was brought back in. Can you talk a little bit about that situation? And I always wondered if that caused, like, a strain between you and Mr. Jabs.
Well, I mean, first of all, like, Matthias and the interesting part is that Matthias and Uli, John Roth, we kind of crossed kind of bumped into each other before
right.
the Scorpions thing even happened. And it was like him and Uli and I, we weren't even with the Scorpions or something like that. But it is funny that it was these three guitarists that they ended up in the Scorpions. And anyway, Matthias, yes, he was in the band and they did the Love Drive album. And I was asked, I guess what I heard about it, I left UFO and he asked me to... because Matthias was just very fresh in the band, and they wanted a particular amount of songs done by me. And so I worked things out, and I went into the studio and did it, and you know, everybody liked it so much that they decided, they asked me if I wanted to join the band, and then I did, which I shouldn't have really done, because it did create some, you know, weirdness between Matthias and myself. But basically, I soon found out that I need to do my own thing,
right.
And you know, I need to create something that allows me to be free and do what I want to do.
Cool. I wanted to ask you, every time we do an interview, we recently interviewed a guy, Kerry Kang. Well, not every time, but a lot of times when we do an interview, like an interview we recently did with Kerry Kang from Slayer or Scott Ian from Anthrax, they mention that Michael Schenker is such an influence on them and such an amazing influence on music, and they're just always talking about how great Michael Schenker is. How do you feel about some of the bands, like maybe heavier metal bands like Slayer and Anthrax, or even Metallica for that matter?
Well, it's like, you know, I was influenced by Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page and those people, and, you know, I went my own way with it, and I guess they did the same thing.
Right. Cool.
You know, we all need some help, you know, in the beginning.
Yes. Well, we'll let you go, but I wanted to just ask you, you know, you read crazy stuff on the internet about rumors about people, and you can never believe them. So I just wanted to ask you, are you staying healthy? And because we've read on the internet sometimes that you've struggled with alcohol and drugs, and we just wanted to...
I don't struggle with alcohol. I struggle with the people around me, and I hope that I have kind of somehow sussed the situation out and I reorganized things. And it looks stable, and it should be okay.
Great. Well, we look forward to seeing you when you come to America.
Okay.
All right, Michael, thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Spend my life go leaving this town, taking a break from your darker side. You lost your chance, girl, of bringing me down, telling your friends that everything was right. Gonna ride to a safer place now. You don't know how good it feels. The last bite in the middle of the night. Now I'm burning up my wheels.
And why are you out to give me that one more time?
One, two, three, four. Those are numbers, but you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.